Miss podcast. We are Holly, Erica, and Amelia, and we are so excited to be sitting down with Matthew and Michael from Pure Witness Ministries from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. James and Carmen Marcoux founded Pure Witness Ministries as a youth and family ministry in 2011 in response to the call from the new evangelization.
As parents of 9 and grandparents of 6, they realized that one of the best ways to help keep young people engaged in their faith for life is by setting before them young adults who embrace their faith. This spurred the idea of offering a year of missionary service to young Catholic adults, so that in providing them the opportunity to live in community, be better formed in their faith, and trained in the work of evangelization, they could go out as pure witnesses of the faith-inspiring youth and families with a message of hope. Those who set Christ at the heart of their lives will live more fulfilled lives and will inspire others, by their witness, to seek out Christ themselves. The ripple effect of pure witnesses is a way of changing our world one heart at a time.
Michael and Matthew are with us today from Pure Witness Ministries, and they came into our school and they challenged us with the message, "We're living for Christ." It's made a difference in our lives. You can do it too. They are impressive role models of faith who relate to youth in a special way. We learn best through witness of others. Matthew and Michael have dedicated a year of their lives to bring the message of Christ's love, hope, and purity to youth so that they can be encouraged to be all God created them to be.
Michael is 21 years old from Florida. He was a friend of the family and was called to be part of the ministry that shares the gospel with young people. He has 6 siblings, 3 of which are adopted, which was a big part of why he does what he does today. Hearing their story and how far they have come has been very inspirational to them.
Matthew is the son of James and Carmen. He is 19 years old. He comes from a family of 11 people and was homeschooled from K to 12. He grew up on an acreage outside of Saskatoon, and he loves playing frisbee.
They spent a day at our school teaching us about our faith through song, story, and movement. It was a great day that we would highly recommend to other schools. We were so blessed to have them. Matthew and Michael, thank you for allowing us to interview you for our Even If You Miss podcast. We know that we will learn a lot from you, so let's get started.
Where did your faith journey begin?
My faith journey began, I'd say, as soon as I was born. I was born and raised Catholic. Going to Mass every day, not every day, every Sunday, hitting up daily Mass as much as possible, and just praying with my family. We would pray a rosary every Friday, and I'd say that's where my faith journey began.
Yeah, very similar to Michael. My faith journey began when I was very little, coming from a very strong Catholic family. I grew up going to Mass every Sunday. On Monday nights, I would go to choir and like help out with music for our church. On Friday nights, I was going to youth group. So I grew up going to church probably about 3 to 4 nights every week, and just really fell in love with my faith from a pretty young age. And so that's where my faith journey really began, was just my involvement with my parish back home. And yeah, just growing with my faith, with my family. They were very supportive, teaching myself and all my siblings lots about our faith, where we would learn about the saints and just all the teachings of the church, and it was quite amazing. And yeah, that's where I would say my faith journey began.
What is your life like on the road performing and teaching about faith for all these schools?
Life on the road it's busy. We're always on the road, and when we're not on the road, we're actually back home at Saskatoon, just chilling, also working, but we also have time with friends. But specifically on the road, when we're driving, we're actually listening to other podcasts or listening to music, and just talking and hanging out. And when we're in session, we're doing our sessions, and we're teaching the youth and the students about their friendship with Jesus.
Yeah, life on the road is, it's really fun. It's exciting getting to travel across Canada. It's something that I didn't know if I would ever get the chance to do. And so having the opportunity to travel across Canada and do school retreats is such a cool and amazing experience. have had the opportunity to go from coast to coast throughout my life. And traveling with Pure Witness, we've primarily been in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC. And yeah, it's amazing being able to see the differences between all the different places that we go. And it's a really great experience. And I love it a whole lot. And it's awesome.
What are some of the messages that you talk about in your sessions?
The main message that we share is what a friend we all have in Jesus, and what a great friendship that when we have in Jesus, it just gives us great joy that we can share with other people. And we learn how to become closer with Jesus and become more friends with Jesus. Matthew, in his talk, he goes through 5 points that allow you to grow closer to Jesus and have that friendship with him. And then we also talk about some saints and how they have a great friendship and with their friendship with Jesus.
Yeah. We highlight definitely the highlight of our retreats is focusing on that friendship with Jesus and how we can grow with that. Just because it's the most important friendship and relationship that we can have in our lives. Because if we only focus on ourselves and maybe the friends in our lives, then we miss out on the purpose of our life, which is to know God and to love him. And essentially, that just means to become friends with God, because a friend is somebody that you know and you love. And so that's a big purpose of why we're talking about this, is how we can grow in our friendship with God, because it is the most important thing in our lives, is to have that relationship with Jesus. So that's the biggest theme. And yeah, we talk about some saints and we highlight that through stories and like skits. And it's amazing. I love it. And yeah, the theme is what a friend.
Who inspires you to do your work?
I'd say a big part of this inspiration to do this work is the saints. The saints have a big part in this inspiration of really everything that you do. There's like a specific saint who can really inspire you to do anything. Saint Francis Xavier, which is one of the saints that we talk about on retreats, and Saint Ignatius of Loyola, their friendship led people to Jesus. And they, Saint Francis Xavier baptized and shared the joy of Jesus's friendship with tens of thousands of people. So I would say Saint Francis of Xavier and Saint Ignatius of Loyola are probably two of my bigger inspirations for this work.
Yeah, I would say the saints definitely inspire me to do the work of evangelization. A couple of saints particularly would be Blessed Miguel Pro and Blessed Pierre Giorgio Fossati. Just the inspiration of their lives and their stories of how they share the love of God with other people in their lives. But also, there's a lot of people in my lives that I've seen do ministry work, where I've seen them go off to ministries like NET or Face to Face, and they've been really inspirational to me, and they've helped me live out my faith, and I wanted to be able to do that as well, to help encourage other youth to strive to live out holiness and become all that they were created to be. So I would definitely say I had a lot of influences in my life, the saints, but also a lot of people that I just looked up to that were in my life. So,
what makes you happy in this world?
For me, it's my family. Being from Florida and living here in Canada, I don't see my family all too much. But when I do see them, it makes me super duper happy to hang out with them. My sister, she's married and she has 2 kids who I hardly see, but they're both just, one is 2 and then the other one just turned 1 not too long ago. And they're just so happy and joyful. And just that little time that I do get to spend with them, they just make me so happy. So my family, for sure.
Yeah, similar to Michael. I love my family, and they definitely bring a lot of joy into my life and definitely make me happy. Some stuff that I always do, that whenever I find that I'm in a bit of a slump or I'm in a down mood, that I love being outdoors. I love being able to go outside to toss a frisbee or run around, play some sports or go on a walk or something like that. Outdoors, but also music. I find that music has been such a joy in my life, that being able to play music and just sing songs. It's something that I really love, and it definitely brings a lot of joy and happiness in my life. But also, I find that I'm the happiest person that I can be when I live out the faith the most. Whenever I strive hard to live out my faith, I find that I'm happier in life, that I'm more joyful. And so I would definitely have to say the top thing that makes me happy in life is living out my faith.
What are some healthy habits that you do to make sure that you are living your best lives?
So Matthew and I, before our retreats, we always say a prayer for the students that day and all of the teachers who walk in the gym to make sure that we have a good retreat for our lives. We always try and strive to pray for at least an hour every day, whether that be in the morning or throughout the day for at least an hour, or even at the end of the day, just praying for an hour and dedicating that hour, just putting away our devices and just focusing on prayer, whether that be scripture or just praying to Jesus. And we just dedicate that 1 hour every day.
Healthy habits, like making prayer a habit in your life where every day it's just a normal thing that you do, where you put that time aside and making sure you're praying and spending that time with God and that conversation. So I would definitely have to say that prayer is one of those healthy habits that is the most important. But then there's also other habits as well that have just like been really great, just like for personal like health reasons wise, like growing and like making sure like getting physical activity is huge, because if you don't take care of the body that God's given to you, that's super sad and a shame that we should try to take care of the gifts that God has given to us. And so I always try to take care of myself health wise, making sure that I'm always ready to go whatever that God calls me to do. And so I try to take care of myself a lot, and also just taking care of myself spiritually, and that's with that personal prayer. And so, prayer is definitely what I would say is the biggest habit that I can encourage other people to start taking on, is that personal prayer life.
What message would you have for young kids like us?
I would say grow in your relationship and your friendship with Jesus. Anyone on the planet can start doing this today, actually. If you just start with 1 minute every day of just talking to God and praying to Him, you talking to God is praying to Him. And if you just start with 1 minute and then maybe a few days later, bump it up to 5 minutes and then 10. I'm not saying you have to give a whole hour like Matthew and I. Maybe you can. Maybe you will. But I would say just start with 1 minute and just become best friends with Jesus. Because when you are best friends with Jesus, that's when you can be super duper happy and then share that joy with other people around you.
Yeah, I would just say prayer. Like, prayer is huge. Encouraging youth to step out themselves and actually like make sure that they're praying every day. And also, as simple as making like the sign of the cross in public, like I would encourage youth to do that, because it's a hard thing to do. To show that you're Catholic or that you're a Christian and make that sign of the cross. But it's a very powerful prayer to do, and I would just encourage you to do that. But also, like Michael said, like making sure you're setting time aside to like start praying. And it doesn't need to be big. It can be small. And something that I've always encouraged other youth to do is to think of prayer like exercising. If you were to expect yourself to be able to start If you were to go to the gym right now and expect yourself to be able to lift up like 200 pounds or whatever, you're not going to be able to do that. You have to start off with small and what you're capable of doing. You should push yourself, because that's when the real growth happens, is when you start to push yourself. When it gets hard, push a little bit more. You don't have to go to the point where you're breaking your back, but to push yourself a little bit. And then you're going to see that growth happening. And if every time you push yourself a little bit more when it gets hard, you're going to see that growth happening. And so prayer, it's like that. You don't need to start off big. You can start off small. But if you take that time of prayer and you push for a little bit when it gets hard, and you go a little bit more, and then you can stop. But the next time, do that again. And you're going to see that growth, and that you're going to be able to spend, maybe 15, 20 minutes in prayer before you know it. And it's all commitment. It's making that commitment that you're going to pray every day. Because sometimes we might get into saying, I'm going to pray today, and then we'll pray for a day, and then the next day we might get up as well, but then we fade out. And because the reason why we do that often is because we tried to go all the way. We tried to lift that 200 pounds right off the start instead of working up to that. So I would just encourage baby steps, like take a small step every time, but keep going on that path.
We believe so strongly in inspiring others through educating and modeling ways to be the best version of ourselves. We are working on getting our message out to the world. Do you have any advice for us young leaders who want to make a difference in this world, as well as ways to spread our message?
Like we've said multiple times during this podcast, prayer. Pray for your goal. Pray that you have that ability to have that goal. And then actually set a goal. And set that goal that you want to do. Don't overshoot yourself like Matthew was just talking about. Don't shoot to the biggest goal that you can have. Start off with a small goal and then try until you hit that goal. If you try something and it doesn't work, try a different method. Don't change the goal. Just try a different method. Like a lot of people, they try and they try and they try until they get to that goal. But if you just try and then, hey, that method doesn't work, and then you change your goal, that's... You can't do that. You have to stick with the same goal and then just try and try and try until you get to that goal.
Yeah. I would just say, like, strive for your goals that you have. And sometimes when it comes to trying to be a leader and doing ministry and reaching out, is that you're not always going to see the fruit of your labors. You're not always going to see what's going to happen when you do something. Often, Michael and I, for instance, we go into hundreds of schools and we give these talks, but then we might not ever hear again what those talks happened or the impact that our retreat had on the youth. But we trust that God is working through us and that He has a plan for each individual. And so we just need to trust God. So I think a big thing is learning to trust God and to not necessarily look for the fruit of your labors. It's great when God shows us the fruit that He has for us, but also, it's not always about the fruit. It's about maybe the message that God has in store that He's trying to share through it. So I think I would just encourage that if you don't see any fruit, don't be discouraged by that, because it doesn't mean that there isn't any fruit. There's probably lots of fruit that's coming. Whenever you try to do something and God is on your side, great things are going to happen.
Is there anything that we didn't ask you about that you would like to talk about today?
No, I feel like you guys caught everything. It was really great. You guys did a great job interviewing us. I'm definitely going to subscribe to this channel and listen to this podcast and all the other ones. I'm really curious to hear all the different interviews that you guys have been able to have. No, this was really great. Thank you for having us. I don't think there's really anything else that I would add. So, yeah.
Wow, what an inspiring interview. We know the power of having faith in our world. You are witnesses to faith, and you are true role models living out what you believe. We are so thankful to have had time to sit down and talk to you. Thank you so much for the work that you do by traveling around and inspiring youth all over the world about your powerful message and about the importance of relationships with each other and Jesus. Thank you again.